latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
WJON News Time, 11:05 and now 70 degrees. Good morning. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up in just a few moments. A St. Cloud man who worked at a Benton County adult group home has been charged with sexually molesting four women. According to the charges, 54-year-old Eric Roberts would sexually assault the women in their bedrooms with the door locked when he worked overnights. All four women have developmental disabilities and are under legal guardianship. The women said Roberts would touch them sexually and commit other sex acts against their will. Court records indicate the victims said he would do this every time he worked. They also said Roberts would tell them he loved them and not to tell anyone. Roberts had worked at the home since June of 2019 and last worked there May 12th. The situation came to light when an employee overheard two of the victims talking about the sexual assaults. Court records show Roberts denied having any sexual contact with the women and said he would sometimes give them hugs and kisses on the cheek. He's charged with two counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct and four counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. Local health officials believe we have reached the peak of COVID-19 in Stearns County, but that doesn't mean we should be so quick to return to life before the virus. CentraCare spokesman Dr. George Morris says as things reopen, it's important to remember the virus still exists and to be mindful of the health practices we've learned to help prevent another surge. He says as more businesses open back up, they want to remind residents that they have expanded their testing capabilities to offer COVID-19 tests to anyone who wants one, per the governor's orders.
We are prepared to offer testing for anybody that wants it, which is one of the governor's order. We can do that throughout CentraCare. We want people to be assured that they can get testing, and we really think that that will also help as we safely open up our state and return to a new norm.
Morris says if you want a test, you can call their CentraCare Connect line at 320-200-3200. A new report says St. Cloud is one of the cities with the least unemployment from coronavirus. Advisor Smith says St. Cloud is ranked number 7 mid-sized city with the lowest unemployment in the country. Advisor Smith is an information resource for small business owners. They examined the changes in unemployment rates in 389 metropolitan cities and ranked them to determine the top 10 small, mid-size, and large cities with the highest and lowest increases in unemployment driven by coronavirus. The study used data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and compared the unemployment rate in January of 2020 before the pandemic to the rate in April of 2020, which was the most recent data available. Now, in January, the unemployment rate in St. Cloud is 3.9%. That rate in April changed to 7.1%. So St. Cloud only experienced a change of 3.2%. Rochester, Minnesota, is at number 5 on the mid-size cities list. On the small cities list, Mankato is ranked number 5 for lowest unemployment in the nation. And on the large cities list, Minneapolis, number 8 for lowest unemployment. Yoga fans now have a weekly opportunity to practice with others outdoors. Instructors from Shanti Yoga Center, located in St. Cloud, will lead yoga classes each Tuesday night starting at 6 p.m. at Millstream Park in St. Joseph. Shanti Yoga Center founder Jesse Sandoval says classes will follow the Stay Safe Minnesota guidelines with participants at least 6 feet apart. Sandoval says proper spacing and air quality are critical concerns for her yoga practice, both outdoors and in their facility, which she says is currently transitioning back to indoor classes.
You're outside, you have fresh air there all the time. You're not in a situation where you're breathing in the same air. We have a system in our center where we are able to exchange the air. We can bring in fresh air. And we also have doors that open directly from our studio spaces to the outdoors. So those are some other ways from a safety perspective, thinking about the well-being and health of our students as they transition back.
Sandoval says outdoor classes are designed for all skill levels from beginner to expert, covering a variety of yoga postures and breathing techniques, as well as relaxation and mindfulness topics. Students should bring their own mats and water, and the classes are donation-based, with $5 as a suggested minimum. For a link to Shanti Yoga Center's Facebook page, including a calendar of class days and times, you can check out the link we've set up for you in this story.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Cold Spring, sunny skies today, 78 degrees, slight chance for some scattered rain showers. Northwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear. Still that chance for a shower, mainly early. Otherwise, clear skies and 52 overnight. Ample sunshine tomorrow, 76 degrees. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and low 50s tomorrow night. Saturday, partly cloudy, 73. Sunday, overcast, 78. Monday, chance for storms, otherwise cloudy and mid-80s. And on Tuesday, warming back up to near 90. Right now, though, 71 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.